Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is a one-party nation and a one-party world. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help and keep truth online. Take a moment of reflection. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening. We pray for your gracious and glorious oversight of all the humans upon this planet. We thank you for our existence, for being allowed another cherished day upon the world. We pray that you guide us in the right direction. Steer us in a path that will make you proud. And we pray for a nation and a world in unrest, that we can see order from the chaos. We pray in these things in your glorious heavenly name, O Lord. Amen. So we have our donors list for the month of March. I got it marked as February, but I guess it's March. The Reverend Dave, Janet, Lisa and Dean. Truth Premium Signups, Dean, Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and Sharla. Patrons, Alicia and Reverend Dave and Dan. God bless you all. Thank you for your support. And thank you all for showing up tonight and supporting the podcast. Wouldn't be a podcast without listeners. Please let all your friends know. Send them our way. We're going to open up tonight. One nation, one party, one nation, one party, one world. It's a one-party world. What do we mean by that? Well, we're going to open up a little dedication to Abraham Lincoln. His Gettysburg Address. We're going to review that as well and how that affects us today. I want you to think of what's going on right now and what we're facing. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Skipping the middle part, we'll go in on that later. At the end, it is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion, that we were highly resolved that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth. God, I can cry when that. I cry when I read that. What happened to this country? What happened to this nation? Where did we go wrong, folks? Now, you know, when you read old texts, you have to understand a couple things. It was a different world back in the days of Abraham Lincoln and before. Now, the term all men were created equal. Back in the day, certain classes of primarily white males were considered the human beings of the planet. I'm not denying that. But in their eyes, all those people in that group were created equal. So you can say they were misogynistic. They were probably racist. But they saw equality. And today we can look at equality in a different way. You know, we need to realize that we've come a long way and we've come from a very checkered past. And why I'm saying this is not to make anybody feel bad that, hey, they're, you know, had a bad past. Maybe they had slaves in their history. But I'll tell you something. We are no different today. You know, today we're different in that we say, oh, yeah, they're, you know, people of color are equal. People of, you know, people of, you know, women are equal. Everybody is equal, even though that's not what was thought about back in the day. But the same concept existed. Because now the left is not equal to the right. We don't have the same rights on the right as those on the left. We're not people and they're not people. And, you know, one nation under God. Now, who would say that today? I would be probably, you know, chastised for saying it's one nation under God. Oh, God's not of this nation. Well, guess what? Abraham Lincoln thought so. George Washington thought so. All the founders thought so. These people died in Gettysburg. Now we're burning statues and tearing them down. Right, so did JFK. Raccoon. I bet you don't notice. I'm going to come back to this in a minute. I my brain was rattling today. Somebody put up a meme today. And I suddenly realized that, you know, the blacks worship the Democrats for whatever reason. And yet Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. Tubman was a Republican. Most of the heroes of the blacks were Republican. And then the corporations come in and they take the one black person cherished as a hero, Aunt Jemima, off the bottle of the syrup. What the hell's wrong with that picture? Anyway, I digress. One nation under God, this nation under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. Where did that go, folks? The government, this is the part I cherish, the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. A man died for this nation. A man died speaking these words. He died for freedom. We've stepped all over that. When you look at what we have, right now, we live in America, in the United States, and in all the Americas, in a true dictatorship. We are more under the jackboot of dictatorship now than communist China was 30 years ago. Think about it. Think about what you cannot do now. The whole world has come under that. Look at the lockstep when the pandemic came in. The whole world decided to take away everyone's freedom. The whole world stepped in place in a one world effort to put a chokehold on the human population. Every single nation in the world right now is in true lockstep. It is a one party, one world order. These are the things that we feared in the 1970s. We saw them coming. In the 1960s. You know, I lived back in the day. I was born in the 50s, and we had a much simpler life. We weren't rich by any stretch of the imagination, but we never worried. We never feared for where our next meal would come from, for whether we'd have a job. You know, we never feared for that. We lived happy lives. We enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed our friends, our relations, our holidays, our pleasures, our vacations. Every year we had a vacation. I haven't had a vacation in 15 years. And it's getting worse by the minute. Yeah, my son showed a picture of his. I mean, you've all been here, but if you own a big vehicle, I told him, you're not going to like that big vehicle one of these days. It's got one of those big old trucks. Put in like 30 gallons of gas in that thing, and the bill came in over $115. It's insane. And nothing anyone does makes any sense. And we're going to look at what's actually going on here. Now, let's look at our nation versus others. There's several things. Now, for those, I'm going to jump back for a minute because everybody's was asking me. Some of the people are sending me emails, some of our podcast people. And now, unfortunately, through all my effort running for the Congress, I did not make the numbers I needed, unfortunately, to get on the ballot. And why? Why not? Now, I'm going to tell you, because it's not because of the Democrats. It's because of the Republicans. So here's the joy of all this. Our entire country is made up of politics and people that support only the wealthy, the famous, and the infamous. You know, who gets all the recognition? Big club, we ain't in it. You're right, Raccoon. You know, the Democrats came into Pennsylvania, and I talk a lot about Pennsylvania because my politicking and all my living is in the state, but these relate just as much to other states. So the Democrats came in and they said, "Well, you're gonna lose a seat in the House. We're gonna tear the state all up." After the Republicans had a perfectly good, actually it was a bipartisan map, district map drawn out. Democrat governor scumbag came in and said, "No, it's not good enough. We can't win. It's not good enough." So he changed the maps all around. Well, you know, they weren't that terrible. They're not great, but they're not that terrible. What'd they do? The Republicans came in, decided to sue the governor and the Secretary of State. Because, of course, by the Constitution, the legislature is supposed to make the decisions, not the Secretary of State and not the governor. They weren't wrong, but they screwed everybody else up. They took and delayed the dates for gathering petitions. So that now the House and the State House and the federal offices and the statewide offices were split. Two different periods. And different times totally. Now, these election years, especially in an important election year, there's a lot of events that are planned around these elections. There are things that are good for Republicans or even things that are good for Democrats, but the things that are good for Republicans are things like gun shows and four-wheel drive shows and stuff like that, early bird camper expos and sports expos. They were all back in February and early March, the time when we would be gathering petitions so we could go there and get petition signatures. The little guy could go in there. The little gal could go in there, put up a table for $50, get all the petition signatures they need to get on the ballot. No, they took all that away because three Republicans sued the state. Not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It's one party. One party of the rich, the famous, and the infamous. And I add the infamous to it because you look at people that are still in office. You look at people that are getting in office who have committed some of the most heinous crimes in the history of humanity. I'm telling you right now, folks, I'm stewing on this, and we're at a crossroads right now. But my plan right now, personally, is to abandon the party. Run as an independent. I already have a political group. Already have the People's Party. The People's Party has been enacted in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I'm its first candidate. I got an army of supporters, like-minded supporters. I think we need to do that across the country. We need to take back our nation and bring back the great honor of those who died in the battles of the Civil War, who died in the Revolutionary War, died in the Wars of 1812, and all the battles that we fought to save our nation so that it shall not perish from the earth. And Joanne asked if a third party ever wins. Yes, absolutely. If you look on the record, there's a lot of independents. Not third parties necessarily, but independents. You have to have a party to run. It's an independent, by the way, for those who aren't aware. That party may die with your campaign, but you still have to have a party. There are a lot of independents in the Congress and in the Senate. Not a huge majority, but there are a lot that are in there. When people get fed up enough, they put them in. And I've been out there and I've seen the people that are fed up with the party. Right now is the perfect time for independents to come in and take over. And people said, you know, if you wouldn't want a new party in the country, because if you take a new party, it's going to split the Republicans. I think it's what Donald Trump said. That's a lie. Because what it would do is, if you had the right kind of a party, it would suck in moderates from the left, moderates from the right, and all the people in the middle. Now you would have three equal parties with differing opinions of what life should be. And you're going to find that the far left and the far right are the minority, even though they have the majority of the power because they own the corporations of the world. I really wish that Donald Trump had started that third party. But anyway, that's how the subject tonight came up, though, because I've been chewing it hard. I have not made a final decision yet. I don't need to make a final decision for a couple of weeks. I'm waiting to see what kind of support I get. But look at what's going on right now. You know the worst things in the world. Now let's look at our nation as a whole first. I forget about the rest of the world. The rest of the world's doing the same thing in a different way. But in America, what's the worst things? What are the worst possible things that our leaders, our so-called leaders, do? You know what they never had in the past that we suddenly have? You suddenly, President of the United States, governors of the states, suddenly they have the power to veto. And they have the power of an executive order. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think hard about this. You know, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And you've got one person at the top making the rules. What do you call a government where one person at the top makes the rules? Anybody? It's a dictatorship. When the Congress, thank you, Eric. When the Congress and the Senate and the House, communism is different, Eric. Dictatorship It's part of communism generally, but it's not, it's different. And we'll get to that in a minute. When one person has control over your entire nation or your entire state, you have a dictatorship. Now to get to your question, Eric, when all the Senate and the House fall in lockstep with that mission of that one person at the top, now you've got communism. Because the House and the Senate have the power to overrule that dictator at the top, whether it's the President of the United States or the governor of the state. When one person can make an executive order that mandates that private corporations do something against their will for the pleasure of the seated president, you've got a dictatorship. I think that the people getting into the Senate and the House, people getting into the states, need to take away that power of those leaders. The first thing that should be gotten rid of is the power of executive order. An executive order should be a temporary order during an absolute emergency with a short-term duration, 30 days tops, whether it's the state or the federal government. The power of veto should be eliminated. For a president to veto something, you should go back and have a 50-50 to overrule that president. The Congress, the Senate, the people should have the power to overrule that dictator, and we do not have that. Same reason that Ukraine and Russia are fighting the battles they're fighting. When you look at the actual workings of their, and I won't have time to go over that tonight, but you can do some research between now and when we do the show on it. What's happening in Ukraine and Russia is what's going to happen in the United States of America pretty soon if we don't get our act together. You see the truckers revolting. You see the people revolting. You see the powers of the nation disregarding everything that the people want. And Eric makes a good comment about the year coming up. Next year, it's going to be local elections, including school board directors. And the schools are what train our children to be dictators and communist leaders. They train our children to hate and to be stupid. I got a few new listeners. I've said this before, but if you want a real joy, a fun thing that'll just really torque you, but makes so much sense. If you've never seen the film, it went out of my brain now. Oh my God, I'm losing it. I'm so aggravated with this whole thing. Oh my God, I can't even think of the name of it. I totally went blank, folks. I apologize. It'll come to me. Oh my goodness. Wow. Anna, the film that I was telling you about. Someone give me the answer here. It'll come to me. If not, I'll bring it up on another show. But it tells a story about a guy that was put a criminal that was a stupid, dumb, really dumb criminal that was buried in the ground, he was given, you know, his freedom as long as he gets buried and frozen in a tube so that they could see if he can bring him back to life and, you know, these cryogenic things. And then the whole world goes to hell and ends. And he comes back 200 years in the future. He comes back 200 years in the future and suddenly he's the smartest person around and everybody is acting like Democrats. You got to see Idiocracy. Thank you, Anne. I knew you could come up with it. Idiocracy. I don't know why I went brain dead on that. I was so intent on the show tonight that came up as an afterthought. And I just lost it. Yeah, Idiocracy. Everybody listening to the podcast tonight must see that movie if you've not seen it, because it reflects society today and society that was before. Think of Idiocracy, which actually occurred back in a day when there was some sensibility left to the Americans. And then it reflects on today, basically. It's absolutely, absolutely a must-see. And that's where we're at right now. I mean, the dumbest person is the smartest, and nobody wants to listen to them. When I come up and preach the power of things like nuclear fusion and the fact that electric cars don't work, everybody knows electric cars don't work. The knife fight. Yeah, I remember The Knife Fight. That was a good movie too, Anne. Another one. You get another must see. When I see the ideas from the little person at the bottom saying, you know, you've got to do this because this is what's right. This is what science shows. This is the proof. And the other sides, both the Democrats and Republicans, don't debate that. And the Democrats even admit that electric cars aren't the way to go. That batteries aren't their way to things. You know, I've used batteries all my life for things. And batteries are not cool. You know, lithium batteries have a propensity to die on a spur of the moment. How many people out there have had a cell phone that they're using just fine and suddenly it only lasts an hour on a charge? Or maybe it doesn't work at all. They're not reliable. They're dangerous. They explode. They contain all kinds of power and very easy to catch fire. The stories of electric cars catching fire. In fact, someone said to put your, was it the Volt? I think it was Volt or one of those electric cars. They said to put it out. The manufacturer said, put it out of your side of your garage so you don't burn your house down. What the hell kind of a car is that? You know, unless you cut a fuel line, your gas car is not going to blow up your house. Insane people. We're in that idiocracy. We're in that one world government. We've reached that point. And the next step, is they're going to take away our money. They want to put you in that social monitoring where your status depends on your social behavior. You know what that means? That means you have to be good boys and girls. Otherwise, you don't get credit. You don't fly a plane. You don't get a driver's license. You don't get to carry a gun on your belt. It's coming. Don't say I didn't warn you. And all the sheep out there, all the sheep in the Congress, all the sheep in the Senate and the House, all the sheep out in the world. We'll have truckers come in. We'll have people storming the cities. And it won't even make the news. And next thing you know, you'll have nothing left. Right. Yeah, the tax claims. And yeah, we've already started it. They started taking everything from, and nobody's complaining. And the Congress isn't even complaining about these things. I don't get it. They know what's going on. We've reached that point that we feared so much, where the government has become one. The world has become one. And unless we put people in to office who are not of that, you know, they laugh at you when you're running. They laugh at me when I'm running. Oh, you can't possibly get in. You know what? The more they laugh, the more I get, the more aggravated I get, and the more strength and stamina I get to push forward. Because there are a lot of people out there that want to see this happen. They want to see that takeover of our government, bring it back to a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We will not let that perish. I will honor Lincoln's words the rest of my life and push forward to make this nation great again. And wow, the night goes quickly. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in here. Just remember that we do have our Truth Premium on our website. It's 99 cents a month. Fewer ads, you receive exclusive and premium content. And have anybody not been to our websites? Lots of good content. And the premium is definitely well worth it. Lots of good information, thousands and thousands of articles powered by Truth Community Forum. Check out all the articles as well at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please be sure to support the truth. Thank you, Marilyn. I want to wish everybody the best. Stay safe. Maybe we'll have some more updates on things that are going on. And thank you, Eric. Please send me any information on upcoming events and shows. And we'll see everybody next week. We've got a great turnout tonight. Send some more folks over. We're gonna get better as the time goes on. There's a lot of topics. You know, that's one thing about a podcast about politics and politically incorrect things. You never, ever, ever run out of topics because they just keep coming as fast as you can get them. And thanks again, Eric. All right, we're gonna call it a night. The carriage has turned into a pumpkin. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Thanks again. God bless everyone, and thanks for coming out. Stay safe, stay positive, and go out and challenge the world. Go out and bring the right people into these offices, especially at the lower level as it comes up. And remember, this is a great year to turn the tables on the Congress and on the House. God bless. See you next week, everybody. Same time, same place on Podbean. God bless you all.